Rav Simcha Bunim once went to the Choza Milublin, eyes red with tears. The Choza asked him, "What happened? Why are you crying?" He responded, "Somebody insulted me." To which the Choza asked, "So what did you do to him?" Rav Simcha Bunim responded, "I kissed him." "Wait, what? You kissed him? He insulted you? Why'd you kiss him? Who was it?" So Rav Simcha Bunim responded, "It was the Sefer Shevet Musar. It's a Musar Sefer. His words touched my heart, so I cried. And when I finished, I kissed the Sefer." A person who is Ohev et HaTochachot can be Kone Torah. It's number 33 on the list of Kinyane Torah. Ohev et HaTochachot, somebody who endears rebuke, endears Musar. He has to be somebody who accepts criticism with endearment because he knows that when his friend is criticizing him, it's for his own good. So he can straighten his ways, and with that, he'll be mushlam with midot tovot and fit to house Torah. We have to accept tochacha, whether it be in person or in text. The Gemara in Masechet Tamid says, "Ezu derech yishar sheivor lo ha'adam." What's the right straight path that we should seek out? Is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, "Yehaver etochachot." Should love, endear tochacha, rebuke. Because as much as we do that, Nachat Ruach comes to the world. As the Pasuk says in Yishleil, Mochichim Yina'em, Ve'aleim Tavo, Birkat Tov. It comes with Tova and Bracha to the world, and Ra'a leaves the world. And when a person rebukes another, L'shem Shamayim, gets to be part of a partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Maharsha explains that when a person accepts Tochacha out of love, he'll improve. So that will bring Nachat Ruach La'olam. Avadi gives the mashal to a person who looks in the mirror. When he finds something that doesn't look right, he fixes it. He doesn't get angry at the mirror. We can't see our own shortcomings. If we don't have a mirror, we don't have someone else looking at us to point out what's wrong, then it will never improve. We have to be so happy that we have a mirror. We have so happy we have people who can give us constructive criticism, and we should be grateful to them. The Avot Rabbi Natan says that we have to love such a person because he brings us to Olam Haba. And we have to hate the person who praises us. The Chida explains, it doesn't mean you have to hate him, but you have to threaten him that if he's mishabech you further in front of you, you'll leave. The Rambam paskins the halacha that a community has to hire a person who is a zaken or a shamayim, who has been from birth, who has been devout in his observance of Torah and mitzvot, from when he was a child, and is endeared by the community, so that he can give them tochacha, so that he can help them improve. And the Maharshal used to hire somebody to do this on a daily basis. We have to be more at terms with ourselves and realize that we have our shortcomings, and we have to appreciate it so much when somebody points it out to us. And you know, even if it's not true, we have to appreciate it so much. The story goes to the Sfat Emet when he was a child. He was learning by his grandfather, the Chidushei Harim, and he used to stay up very late learning. So he would sometimes come late to Seder in the mornings. And his grandfather would ask him, why are you so late? And he would give him Musar for being late to Seder. After a while, the grandfather realized that his grandson was staying up late learning. That's why he was late in the mornings. So he asked his grandson, "Is this true, you're staying up late?" And he said, "Yeah." So the Chidushei Harim said, "Why did you let me give you a tochacha then?" So the Sfat Emet said, "How could I stop you? I enjoyed it so much. It was amazing. I loved getting your tochacha. Every word was so valuable to me. Why would I stop you once you started?" So the Mefarshim explained, and Bali Musar explained, we have to love the person who gives us tochacha because they increase our chokhmah. They enable us to find our shortcomings and improve them all in all. But of course, we should appreciate it even if it's not Emet. Because why not? The Pasuk compares people who are Shomin Cherpatan Ve'ena Meshivim. They hear their Cherpa, they hear their shortcomings, and they don't argue back. As Aleim HaKatuv Omer, Ketzei HaShemesh V'Gvurato, they're like the sun in its glory and its strength. Rabbi Yonatan Eifshitz does point out, though, that it's easier to hear Tochacha from a friend than from a Rebbe. Whomever it's from, we have to be Mekabel at HaEmet Misha Amaro. But if a person can find a friend, a chaver tov, with whom he can make a deal, that they'll give each other tochacha, to critique each other in a humorful, positive manner, that they won't get each other down. They can both go up be ahava and chiyuch in the Madrigot HaTorah. It's very worthwhile. In addition to having a personal or in-person mochiach, we need to make sure that we have print mochichim. We have sifrei musar. That wherever we go, we can receive tochacha and improve our ways through the tremendous works of musar that we have on the shelves. And Vilna Gaon used to say that it's a chova, a person is obligated to learn musar every single day and to break his midot. Because life isn't just about halacha. The Chida and Avot Rabbi Natan and others say how a person has to devote time to learning Agada, Midrash, Tanakh, Musar. Don't be so full of yourself to think that you don't need it. You do. Because the Yetzer Hara is very strong these days, and these are the things that instill Yirat Shemayim in us. They humble us and make our Torah more Lishma. Chacham Avadia used to wake up as a child. An hour before Shacharit, he would be learning the Sefer called Reshit Chochmah, which they used to learn with such Hitlahavut, it would break them and give them so much Yirat Shemayim. Even if a person is learning, though, he has to make sure he's on. Rabbeinu Yonah says, if a person doesn't have a personal inner drive and motivation to accept the Musar, then all of the Musar is worthless. All in all, we can really be Kone Torah if we take the time to fix what needs to be fixed by making sure that we have someone to point it out to us, whether it be a colleague, a friend, a peer, or a Sefer. So we should set a daily Musar Seder and find the Chaver Tov who can give us Musar. Umochichim yina'em, ve'aleyem tavo, birkat tov. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen v'yamen.